note the town's method had so many social and political pressures favoring it that refutation was difficult for a decade after its publication. It seemed to succeed because of the alternatives, no effective medical cure for addiction, and the inaccuracy of some medical theories at the time were unacceptable. And I think a study of how alcoholics were treated in various mental institutions would be very revealing, because it's some of it, I mean, the spinal taps and how we were treated, it just turns out to be bizarre. And the fact that you have a spiritual approach to this problem, and it did not require the administration or in the introduction of any kind of substance into the body to deal with it, that was truly revolutionary. He predicted that illegal drugs could be brought into the United States from foreign sources unless domestic demand was eliminated. That was a prediction that has proven, unfortunately, more true than I care to admit. Predicted that American prisons would be infested with drugs unless prisoners were freed for their demand for drugs. That's true. Was an early advocate of health hazards of tobacco and a healthy lifestyle overall. That's true. Was an early advocate that addicted employees should be treated medically rather than criminally and be returned to productive role in the society as soon as reasonably possible. There we got an early version of two employers. Would there be a Wilson without a Silkworth? Would the two have ever have met had it not been for Towns? Wilson probably would have ended up at Bellevue and we never heard of him. When might the big book have been published were it not for the loans made by Towns? How long might it have taken for multiple hundreds of big books without the Liberty Magazine article? Towns achieved enough of an open mind near the end of his career to repudiate most of what he had advertised or written. He decided to fully support Wilson and his band of drunks. The tragic obituary of Charles Towns, wrong address for Towns Hospital, wrong year it opened, wrong year for the Harrison Act, nothing about alcoholism or 8 years of books, nothing about family members, dated February 21, 1947. It's unfortunate. I don't think he had very, very many friends with the way he was treated towards the end. Go. Charles Barnes Towns, the AA Fellowship wanted no king to rule them. He gave his blessing through loans to the new movement of Alcoholics Anonymous and stepped into the shadows. If anybody remembered him at all, he was simply Charlie. Thank you very much.